Variety, a very credible news source for movies, has released an article titled Crisis at Marvel, Jonathan Majors, Backup Plans, The Marvels, Reshoots, Reviving Original Avengers, and More Issues Revealed. There's a lot in that title. There's a lot of crap in that title, dude.
Yeah. Basically, like I said last time, it's DC, essentially, now.
Jesus Christ.
I must say, you called it early. You did call it early.
A little. Welcome to the SFiles. This is your host, Bogus Bird, and joining me today, we have the forefront gunning Marine, Brother Guns. How you doing? What up? What up?
Chilling, chilling.
And, of course, we cannot forget the delivery boy toy and human gas gasket, Agent K.
What's going on, guys?
Gentlemen, we have a lot of trash talking to do today. Yeah, we're usually. I mean, I'm optimistic when it comes to Marvel. But today we're going to dump it on them.
I'm just saying, I didn't want to say I told you so, but I told you so.
You kind of did tell us, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say you did call it pretty early. Mm-hmm. What is it that you called here, brother?
Basically that Marvel is on the same road as DC and is converting itself into DC.
They have lost their way.
Yeah, apparently Marvel, all of Marvel, they went on their yearly retreat, and this year they had a
shiitake mushroom
show out there. They're kind of pretty much questioning everything that they've been doing. They don't know why they're not as successful as they were in prior years. Like before 2020, the ramp up to Thanos, which was overall pretty damn good, especially at the end. Mm-hmm. And this year, they don't have that strong run. They've released a lot of things, a lot of movies. They've released series, and it's not hitting the same way.
Do you think it is kind of just them trying to push through so much content at once? Before, we would get maybe two, maybe three movies a year. And now we're getting like five a year plus the shows, and it's like, okay, maybe not five movies, but like we're getting like, with a mix of movies and shows, we're getting like five, I guess,
products. Five different
products. There you go.
Well, I think is what you said a few episodes back. They're okay. Kevin Feige's being spread too thin in a short span of time.
I was on board at first, right, with the series, and then I think they made the mistake to where they were relying on the fans to watch these shows because they tie it directly into the films, but like not in hey, it's an Easter egg, we're referring to the series. It was like, you have to watch the series.
It's required. Yeah.
And like, not everyone is into the series. Not all of them, right? Like, because they had Loki, which that one's great. Loki's great. But then they have Ms. Marvel. Not everyone is interested in Ms. Marvel. Moon Knight. Not everyone is familiar with that character. I wasn't familiar with that character. Not that it was a bad show. I thought that Moon Knight was actually pretty good overall. But, I didn't know the character. It took me long after release for me to actually check it out. Starting with the first one, WandaVision, it was required to watch. For the most part, it was required to watch Multiverse of Madness. I know a lot of people, a lot of friends who went to watch Multiverse of Madness and they're like, I didn't get it. Why was she bad? I don't understand. And it was all explained in WandaVision. You know, like it was like you said, it was required.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like I haven't seen WandaVision, but I kind of got the gist of it. I was like, okay, must have happened there. Okay. On to the next one.
and again, listeners, keep in mind we're not like movie cinema experts or whatever. We're kind of just talking from like from a consumer's point of view. Yeah, I think everything's just spread so thin. It's very, I'll say it again, oversaturated with things that they want you to watch, and they kind of make it mandatory for you if you want to understand it 100%. And it's just, man, I don't know. Too much of a good thing. Like, I feel like I just ate, like, a basket full of chocolate, and, like, now my stomach is upset because I had too much of it. That's what it feels like.
I get it. To make another comparison, it's no secret, right, that I am a wrestling fan. I watch the WWE, right? Dude, I was watching 3 hours of Raw. I was watching 2 hours of SmackDown. Damn. I was watching 1 hour of NXT. And it was like 6 hours of my time with work and kids and family. And it was absorbing my time. I was watching almost wrestling exclusively, and it was like, I want to watch a movie. I want to play a video game. I want to do something else. So, you know, it was just so much to watch, and I ended up dropping it for the most part. I can see how this, comparably with Marvel, it can be too much of one thing, and people are just not happy with it.
Yeah. So aside from the whole, I guess, oversaturation of the shows and the content that's coming out, I've also heard that they're not really satisfied with what Kang the Conqueror is doing.
Jonathan Majors. So he's also on the headline involving his court stuff, where he was accused of hitting his girlfriend at the time.
Right, right. Or his date, yeah. His date of the night, yeah, sure.
His woman. Something of the
sort, his woman. Okay, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, supposedly his lawyers were saying that with all the evidence they have, like with him and on her or whatever, what happened, they're saying, oh, it's money in the bag. We got this. As soon as we show it in court, they're going to drop it. Mm-hmm. And I guess it didn't go their way because I guess the judge was like, nah, I don't see enough evidence here. We're going to court.
Yeah. And I think at the end of this month, at the end of November is when they're going to go to their first court date. Mm-hmm. And these things, they take time. It could be months. It could be a couple years. I mean, geez. I can't blame Marvel for wanting to have a backup plan. Right?
Especially since they need their actors to be there when they're filming just because they want the movie to release on time. They can't keep pushing it back like another movie we're going to speak of pretty soon. It just, they have to be there. And they can afford to not have, especially their main villain, not to do his part.
All right, so let me ask you this. I enjoyed the movie. What did y'all think of Ant-Man 3, Quantumania?
I'm like, meh.
I was definitely underwhelmed. I was overhyped. It was, and I was expecting top-notch, more than what they delivered, and when they didn't, I didn't get what I wanted. It was kind of disappointing. Not that it was a bad movie, but it was just what I was expecting, I guess.
I felt there wasn't enough fight scenes, like legit fight scenes in the movie, if anything. It was just like that final fight.
Pretty much.
That, okay. And I don't think he made a statement like Thanos did. Like, he was just there. Okay. I feel in that movie they talked more than action.
They were trying to build to something new, I guess, right? And I think maybe that's how a lot of other viewers felt. I read also that not only due to the allegations against Jonathan Majors, Kang the Conqueror doesn't really seem to be doing as well as they would have hoped. He's not bringing in the revenue. He doesn't seem to be bringing in new fans. And so they're kind of wondering, is this a character we want to continue with, or should we bring in bigger guns? Mm.
And who would that be?
I've heard they're trying to, maybe thinking of bringing in someone who could cause a lot of destruction. Mm. A lot of, what's the word I'm thinking of? Starts with a D.
Dick?
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was the one that.
Oh, Guns, my bad. Said. Go ahead.
So they're just gonna change the name, right? From the Kang Dynasty to the Doom Dynasty.
The Doom Dynasty. I mean, as soon as this comes up, the new Avengers is gonna say Kang Dynasty, and then like scratch out the Kang and put scribbling Doom at the bottom.
Well, now that Fox was acquired by Disney, right? Marvel can use a lot of those Fox characters. It can use X-Men. It can use Fantastic Four. And technically, if you want to go with the comics, Doom is the one who is primarily involved in Secret Wars, not Kang.
That's what I was about to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, if they want to make the change, I think they are still early enough to make that change. But the question is, should they? They're, like you said, they started world building. They started setting up Kang, Loki. Loki is huge on Kang. I mean, he's the main antagonist. And I really do like Jonathan Majors' work as Kang. I like him in the role. I like the way he plays him. It's a tough one. Because like we said, it could be months, it could be a year, it could be years. I don't think Disney wants to be involved with someone who potentially could end up losing that court battle.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh my god. Okay, so let me ask you this. How would you feel, say, if I'm Disney, okay, right? And I'm making Marvel, right, movies. I bring in an actor who can play Doom really, mm-hmm, well, okay, right? Next movie, Kang shows up for a couple of scenes. Doom comes in, post-credits for something, knocks out, locks him up, and now Doom takes over. Now, potentially, if Doom loses at the end of this arc or whatever, mm-hmm, Kang could potentially come back. Someone finds the key, he comes out, and he can take over if he wins his court, mm-hmm, case, if they decide to keep, right, him on. And if he doesn't come back on, well, we lost the key. Kang is now gone.
Yeah, that's one way to do it, yeah. Man. It's in a way, it's putting Kang on hold and, yep, rolling in someone else to take over. That can work. I mean, they did that for, what, Turtles, the Michael Bay Turtles 2, when Kang came in. I mean, he locked up Shredder and he's gone for the whole film. The difference, yeah, is we love Shredder and... Mm-hmm. Kang, yeah, I don't necessarily Krang. Love the guy, right? Like
Krang.
For Marvel, back to Marvel.
Okay.
Kang isn't,
because you were saying Kang locked up Shredder.
If you Krang. Look at it this
Krang.
Way,
Shisa.
They're gonna put the Akon song. Locked up, don't let me out.
All right. Well, if we're gonna keep writing our version here, I need to put on the Kevin Foggy hat. Here we go.
There you go.
That's better.
It looks like now, you're trying to choose a college.
Right. So right now, Kang is...
he's in limbo. Yeah,
Kevin Foggy is questioning if he is big enough. Is he a big enough threat to be the next Thanos? Can he fit that role? And with the underperformance that Quantumania was, it's up in the air, right? I feel like Thanos... He wasn't heavily involved the first half before 2020, the whole, mm-hmm, Thanos arc. He wasn't heavily involved. Right. He didn't show up until it was his time to shine. And where he came in, he just laid the smack down and he was a huge threat. He just made himself, yeah, known.
Basically, yeah, what you're saying is Thanos whipped out his big purple
winner!
Pretty much.
And Kang just little pew pew.
He hasn't made his presence.
Yeah. To be fair, Kang seems to be like an average-sized guy, and Thanos was like 10 feet tall, so, you know, apples to oranges.
I am inevitable.
So back to what you were saying, that he might not be big enough or make enough statement to be the big baddie of, mm-hmm, this arc. They're planning on potentially bringing back the old crew.
Right.
A.K.A. Iron Man and Black Widow.
Yeah.
And basically... Dragon Balls back alive.
Yeah, that's kind of. I don't know what the heck they're thinking, man. They're
panicking.
Well, I mean,
they're
panicking, dude. Yeah, they're panicking. They're losing money. They're bleeding money right now. They're not making any progress in what they're trying to do. They're losing fans, and it kind of seems like they're reaching for straws, mm-hmm, right now, trying to find anything to hold on to.
Right.
Look, but what I say they should do, man. Focus on the characters, stick and stay true to the comics. try not to change it up too much. So let's say like Blade, focus on Blade, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Or Fantastic Four, focus on the Fantastic Four, make their movies right, and mm-hmm. don't rush it.
Yeah. I do agree with that, actually, because back to Thanos, they didn't rush Thanos. They took yeah. their sweet time. They built that threat in the background for, what, 10, 15 years?
I think like 10,
something like
and that. And yeah. Thanos was in Quantumania, the first one. I don't know, man. Like, they just... I think you're right. No Way Kang. Home. Kang. Yeah, my bad. No.
Yeah, Kang was in
Quantumania. Right.
Did you say No Way Home?
Well, that was the first one in the after Thanos. Is oh. What I mean. So Kang has been in this new build-up to him. He's front and center. Does feel a little bit rushed. The next Avengers movie isn't due till 2020. I heard 2027 is when it got pushed back till. But I'm seeing dates of 2026. Either way, it's still 3-4 years out. They're definitely feeling it. Definitely feels much faster, quicker, more rushed. I think they were counting heavily on all the multi releases, all the oversaturation. They were counting on the series and 5 movies a year and. I could see why they would push for Kang so quickly, but if they keep pushing so much content, nobody's going to be there to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And going back to what I said, that Marvel's turned into DC, essentially.
Hurts me every time you say it.
Yeah. That and, like, the visual effects, man, that also, like, pushed it back because mm-hmm. do you remember, like, the first phase? Mm-hmm. First, like, 2 phases, the VFX were on point.
They were solid.
On point. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And then this last phase.
Yeah. They're hurting because they're also being rushed. They're being overloaded with work and the quality is just dipping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not necessarily the team's fault. It's just, not the VFX's team necessarily, their fault, but
the timelines.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you said, yeah, timelines, the amount of projects that they're being mm-hmm. given. It's a mix of a lot of other situations kind of just in the background.
And not to mention the writer strike, the actor strike. Like, everything is just working against them. Not just necessarily just Marvel, but it's hurting everybody. Everyone. Right?
Everybody.
But it's definitely not helping. It's just that Marvel is definitely in not the best of positions, and they need to figure a way to dig themselves out.
Yeah.
And with that, they were, like you said earlier, they're trying to bring back Iron Man. They're trying to bring back Widow. How are they going to do that? They have died on screen cinematically. They're gone.
And they previously said anybody who dies in the Endgame and Infinity Wars is dead. Like, officially dead. Right.
The only way they can bring them back, I think, is the multiverse, man. They just bring another one from over there, bring mm-hmm. them over here. But that's going to cause incursions.
Mm-hmm. Well, they could... Well, I guess they already did it once, but time travel, you know, that's how they got Guardians of the Galaxy. They got Gamora back that way.
But yeah.
Do you really want to do that with everyone who's already gone?
Honestly, they're gonna be like, well, we know how to beat Thanos. We can save Tony this time.
Honestly, I would watch it, but am I going to see it as part of the actual timeline? No. Like I'm sure it's going to be a good movie if they do bring mm-hmm. them back. But I'm not going to see it as a step forward for Marvel.
I agree with that.
In fact, I might see it as a step back. So, the fact that they had to do that.
So, what you're saying is there's going to be GT to not I'm not talking about quality. I'm just saying it's not canon, but it's part of it. Essentially.
Yeah, but GT is the one that we don't talk about. We might want to talk about this.
And truthfully, like... When they're saying right now that they're wanting to bring back those characters, I was already expecting them to be back for Secret Wars. Like, mm-hmm. it's the biggest secret that's not a secret for Secret Wars. You're kind of expecting at least a multiverse version of them to show up.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting RDJ or Scarlett Johansson.
I mean, I was.
But I kind of was, too.
Were you really?
Like, I'm not saying I heard anything. I'm just kind of expecting it as a fan for them to bring, because this is the perfect time to bring them back.
The big names.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. I would want to see them give somebody else a try. Like, if you want to bring back RDJ as, like, maybe I just changed my own mind. If they want to bring in Superior Iron Man, that would be kick ass. I would want RDJ to
That'd
do
be
that.
Fun.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But don't forget they already have a Iron Heart, so Yuri knows it's not going to be, like, permanent.
Yeah, for sure.
But, yeah, man, it's just... I think you called it earlier, dude. It's just a big swing for them. They're trying to say, hey, fans, we're doing something big. Come watch. But in the long run, it's not going to bring back people to stay. They might show up for Secret Wars, but for everything else in between, I don't see it happening. This will do nothing other than bring in some money for Secret Wars, but for the quality of state, for the state of where Marvel stands right now, it does nothing.
So something else I don't see happening, unfortunately, which hurts me dearly in my heart.
Oh, no.
Blade. Blade has been pushed back again.
Yeah, Celine really whooped him. Huh?
She's hell yeah.
Set him, but keeps setting him back. I mean, she's factually stronger than him.
Factually. As far as the cinematic
Celine just made Bladey grass, man.
Exactly.
I mean, he's not even in a movie yet for the MCU, and they're already putting him through the ringer. He's taking a beating.
Like it's so bad, I think the actor's about to tap out, too.
Yeah, he's about to quit. He's about to walk out.
My question is, can he even do it with the contract he signed already? Even though it's on Marvel's fault, which I think he can, because they're not delivering what they said.
Yeah, and when you think about it, actors, as far as I've heard, they are obligated to keep that, while they're under that contract to make this movie, they need to keep some free time for whenever they call him. He can come up and say, hey, all right, I'm here, let's do the scenes, let's do this and that, let's do some filming. And he can't really be taking other projects while he's waiting for this call. Meaning, the longer that Marvel takes to make this movie, the more money he is losing, potentially. True. He can't take other roles to make money on the side, because he needs to be available for whenever Marvel calls.
He's on call, basically.
Yeah.
And that's no way to make a living. I mean, Mahershala Ali, he's been very patient. This movie has been pushed back multiple times. It's in production hell. Just keeps being rewritten. Director's walking out. If he walks away, I wouldn't really blame him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel this might be the perfect time to bring Wesley Snipes back.
As much as I would like Wesley Snipes to continue,
he's old.
I don't really dislike... Yeah, he's a little bit older, and I don't really dislike the look of this actor. I think he looks like he could pull a Blade.
I just pulled up Wesley Snipes. He's 61 years old, and holy crap, he looks 61. I mean, there's... I would love to see him come back, like, in a cameo for Secret Wars or maybe Deadpool or something. But a full-time Blade, I think it's time to pass that mantle.
Yeah. I just hope they at least throw him in there for Secret Wars. If they do that, I'll be happy.
Yeah. Did you hear, Brother Guns, since this is so close to your heart, how one of the scripts was looking? They were...
the script we don't talk about? We don't speak it?
Oh, I'm going to speaketh of it now.
Lord.
So apparently,
Daffy Duck,
they were going to have...
I'm going to speaketh of it.
He was going to be the fourth main character in his own movie. It was going to be led by three female actresses. And
he was kind of back burner.
Yeah.
Look, I'm cool with female leads. Look at Celine. But when the title has your name on it, you can't be fourth. you got to be number one.
Have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
That would be like making an Ant-Man movie and making it about MODOK.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he is like, it's not MODOK. Or you want to say Iron Man and you make it about Spider-Man. Right.
Or maybe the other way around. A Spider-Man movie that featured Iron Man, but if Iron Man was the main character, it just does not make sense. Why would you make Blade the fourth main character in his own movie? It's ridiculous, dude.
Yeah.
And that's kind of partly what we're talking about also. Like, they're rushing through things, personally, what I feel, especially even with Blade, with all this time has been pushed back and they still can't get it right. And they're wondering why they're losing fans, why they're not making all that revenue. why mm-hmm. Dean's turning into DC.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, please, 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 please click on the link below and subscribe. Become a bro. And join the
Brochachos.
Brochachos. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it. You owe it to yourself. You've earned it. You sat through this far? You've earned it. Do it. You want it. You need it. We need it.
Come on. Hit that subscribe. Hit that follow. Love you guys.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did. All right, all right, all right.
Yeah. I think they need to just take a step back, reevaluate things, go back to writing good scripts. And I get it. Not everyone's going to be a banger. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Right.
But at least put some quality into it.
Well, at least they notice that they are
screwing
up with this one. And they brought in Michael Green, one of the mm-hmm. guys who wrote Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic right. script, fantastic movie. I love that movie. I know Minarim said he didn't like it very much, but I think it's great. I thought it was pretty damn good.
I actually liked it. For what they could do with a live-action movie, I know what the story is supposed to be, and I know it's supposed to have like the Hulk gang and all that. But, I mean, for what they could do with the properties that they had on hand, you know, the liberties that they were given, I think it was a good yeah. movie.
Canonically, in that universe, the Fox universe, I mm-hmm. thought it was fantastic. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's in there to rewrite Blade, and hopefully he can spread a little magic and make Blade a damn good movie.
That yeah. And I hope they don't make it PG-13. It has to be rated R, if anything.
You would want to, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. if Deadpool gets to be the first one that's rated R, I think Blade can be the second one.
Yeah, I think you're right. He's a hardcore character, and he should be treated right, and that is likely the way to do it. Make sure it's a rated R movie.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad would it be, right? Like, if someone, every single vampire bite you see on screen, they're like, oh no, here comes the bite, and then it turns to a shadow. For every single bite, the whole show's about vampires. Like, it's...
yeah.
No. You have to have some there. And again, it's about vampires. You have to have blood on screen. Like, you just have to.
Blade, ready to die.
I was born ready,
sucker.
So news is slow. That's all we got on Marvel. But I did hear something on Ghostbusters Afterlife 2. Which is not a lot of news, but I thought it was interesting enough to at least brush, you know, just a tip of information.
Just a tip.
A while back, they revealed it was the Ghostbusters logo, right? And it was just covered in ice, and everyone assumed the villain was going to be some sort of ice ghost or something, or maybe it was going to be a Christmas movie. There was just a lot of speculation. There is a scooper who says that the title will be Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. And we should be getting a trailer here sometime soon. It may be ready for March 2024, which isn't that far off.
Almost half a year.
Yo, mama. I'm still excited for this. Well, I really like the first movie.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Guns.
Guns.
Pinche. Guns.
This is the one with the kids, right?
Yeah.
Stupid.
What is wrong with you?
How dare you? Go clock out. Go watch a damn movie. Clock out. Go watch the movie. It's good, dude. It's really good.
It actually really is. I watched it in theaters. I really liked it. I think I've watched it about 2.5
Better than the chick version?
Oh, 1,000 times better.
Miles.
How dare you compare it to that movie?
Is this the one we don't speak about?
Yeah. It's the ugly duckling. It's
the black sheep.
Yeah, the black sheep.
Terrible.
It is the garbage movie.
Here we go. Cryptic HD Quality was the scooper. And he says it's rumored to release within 2 weeks. Today is November 1st, so we got a good window as when to expect the trailer. I'm definitely want to watch that trailer. We need to react to it, because I'm definitely in, dude.
Meaning you can't watch it until we to record.
That's right. That's right.
I know it'll be tough.
A-holes.
I know. I'm looking forward to it too. I'm waiting for this
Guns,
movie.
You need to watch it. Watch the first one, and then we're going to watch the trailer, and then you're going to jizz all over it, okay? That's what we're going to do. It is official.
Is that why the ghost is frozen in time right now?
That's not ice.
I slept all over him. Kind of like a tube sock.
I'm in heaven.
A few moments later.
Any thoughts on the why it's frozen and the title Frozen Empire? What do you guys think?
It's Disney trying to put in Elsa and Anna.
Okay.
They're going to bring back the little snowman. It's the Frozen Empire.
Do you want to build a snowman?
They're going to... It's going to be when Anna turns evil. Wait, Elsa turns evil.
Anna.
Elsa turns evil. She is making a snow army.
Okay.
Canonically.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, I mean, okay, I know there's comics and a whole bunch of different lore for Ghostbusters, which I actually don't follow, so I can't really say. I've only really watched the movies. I love the damn movies.
Right.
To my knowledge, there isn't really a big bad who is ice-based. Like, a big name. Like Zool. Zool was their main antagonist, their main bad guy. So, this
it's
is...
a freeze.
What killed the dinosaurs? Ice Age!
Is this a new character? Is this just something that they came up with? I'm not sure, but I'm interested.
I think it's Elsa.
It's not Bobby. Not the X-Men.
Oh,
not,
no. I was thinking Hank Hill.
No, not Bobby Hill. No.
I don't know you. That's my purse.
That was horrible.
Well, Cole never bothered me anyway.
There is one more bit of news that I caught.
Okay.
And it is potentially, no promises. No promises. There's just some smack talking going around. Apparently, if you guys recall, on Twitter, now X, Chucky was talking trash to Megan.
Oh.
Right? Right? Okay. What? What happened? Yeah. You heard about this?
No.
I may have.
Chucky talking trash to Megan?
Yeah, he was talking trash to Megan, the Blumhouse movie. Because he was saying, like, that she's an amateur killer doll, that he's the original. That sort of thing, right? Like, they were just trash-talking back and forth.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah. So, now, there is a... I'm going to call this a rumor. Major rumor. Chucky creator hints at possible fight with Blumhouse's newest killer doll, which is clearly Megan. There is... potentially a crossover. Chucky of Child's Play fame has been the killer doll of choice over the past four decades, but he may get a run for his money thanks to the recent creative ventures.
So it's rumored that they're gonna have a crossover movie. They may have some words, potentially some words, maybe a little more. And I, for one, am down for this.
Are you really?
I'd watch it for
other reasons.
I'm down for it. I'd watch it for kicks and giggles. Okay. Did I like the Megan movie? It was okay, I guess. It wasn't great. Do I like Chucky movies? I haven't liked them since, like, maybe the second or third one. Seed of Chucky was garbage. Anything after that, I haven't watched.
I like the series, though. Most of what they're doing with the series, I like it.
I do need to catch up on that. I haven't even started it.
I'm having fun with it, dude. I think it feels like they said, hey, let's forget all about Seed of Chucky, and let's focus on Chucky the character and kind of add in some lore, and they're definitely having fun with it. I'm very much enjoying it.
Wait, I might have a spoiler though. I don't know if I haven't seen it either, but I saw a clip. Isn't the intro a scene where Chucky talks to his daughter Glenda?
Yeah,
but she's like a person now instead of like a doll.
They do a very good job of bringing back characters from what has happened. They're keeping everything canon, but they're bringing it all into the series, and it's tied up in a very, very fun way, dude. Like, you said you haven't watched it. I would say watch it. Give it a go. I think they're doing a great job with it.
Where's it streaming?
Peacock. Yeah.
Okay.
But here, let me catch this one sentence right here. After the 2022 film Megan, chances are that Chucky and the titular AI will have a SmackDown dragout fight. At least that's what everyone wants in the Chucky TV show that could be better than the movies. Mm. If fans ask Chucky creator Don Mancini, he may have similar ideas. I would say, stay tuned. He told Variety when the publication asked if Megan would appear on the sci-fi series. He's not saying no, but he's not saying yes. He's, I guess, toying with the idea, right? Which I think is fun.
Yeah.
I can already see two ways this can end. Either Megan wins and she kills Chucky, supposedly. Or Chucky don't die, so he's coming back like that.
True, true.
Or Chucky wins and kills Megan, but she's AI. She transferred her information to another AI software.
Ultron?
Yeah, basically. I mean, she kind of, spoilers her, she kind of did that.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Well, I haven't seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't like movies anyway, so.
I don't think you've watched anything in like the last 3 years at least.
Good movies, okay. Good movies.
And then, isn't there also a Megan 2 in the
world? There is, yeah, there is.
Because they did leave that on that cliffhanger at the very end of the first one. And then if it happens in the series, I think it could be fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it could put a little bit more story behind it and make it fun. And if it doesn't work out, you can kind of cut it a little bit shorter.
Right.
It's better than making a full movie and not knowing how it's going to work out.
That's true. Like you mentioned, they do have a Megan 2.0 scheduled for January of 2025. So that's a year from now. And the series for Chucky is ongoing now. So if they throw her on the show, she kind of has to live because the sequel's coming, right? Like,
I mean, you can't. It's just like Freddy versus Jason. You can't kill off any either, and then or like a superhero versus another superhero. You can't kill off just one. It's probably gonna end in a stalemate.
I can kill off Megan. She ain't big like Chucky.
No, but they are making the second movie.
They can make a non-canon.
Well, you have to watch the movie. How to kill her.
I mean, I thought it was enjoyable. I wanted a little more. But I think that with what they did, I thought it was good. I liked it.
Hi, I'm Chucky, and I'm your friend to the end.
Well, that's going to do it for us. It is now time to close it down. Please visit us at www.thesfls.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk film, TV, anime, video games, just talk trash. We have fun. We have fun here. And you can also check us out on social media.
You can check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and YouTube. Also, don't forget to subscribe and check out our other podcast, Bro Etiquette, where we break down the bro code and see if it still stands to this modern day. If you're looking for uncut episodes, you want to hear me tell guns to shut the fuck up, check out our Patreon. If you're on the go, Guns, where can you find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which unfortunately will be discontinued. You can also catch us on YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and Sweet Sweet Pandora.
Sweet Pandora. Love Pandora.
Never said anything bad about Pandora.
Never. If you have any comments, suggestions, questions, anything you would like to add to the show, please email us at bogusbird@thesafiles.com.
guns@thesfiles.com, and Agent K would like all your dick pics at agentk@thesfiles.com.
You can send me all the booty pics. I like booty pics. Yeah. I like
all the man boobies.
I like not man boobies. Oh.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Guns deucing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Deuce.
Peace.